Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Carly. It's Monday night, February 8th, and I'm coming to you live. And tonight we are going to talk about so much. We are going to talk about the fan base roles, Central Hospital, One Life to Live, Borden the Beautiful, Days of a Life, everything in that, not in that order, but everything like that tonight. And I want you guys to call in, give me your opinion. You can vent, and the number is 347-850-8721, and I'm bringing on my co-host. Oh, yeah, and it's okay to vent, and it's okay to swear. So, you know, we are going to have a good time. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, you.
Hi.
Well, yeah, okay, we have callers, which is really good, and I am going to bring them on, and we are going to start the show.
Okie dokie.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
Oh, hi.
Talia.
Hi.
Sorry, I'm a little sick.
Talia, you sound sick.
Oh,
yeah,
my God, honey, what is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't know. My throat and my nose is like both are bad. So.
You're sick physically and you're sick emotionally because of the show.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, really emotionally. But, you know, I'm going to get through it.
I am so glad you got my Twitter update for the show tonight. I was hoping you would call in. I mean, I'm sorry you're sick. I mean, you know, I think we need to blame all of that on Zeno Hospital and...
Yeah. Yes, I think we do too. I'm sorry, we do too.
Hey, Leo, are you there? Oh, hold on.
Did you mute? Oh, what did you... What
I
happened?
Did not mute.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, my sister came in and she distracted me, so, because she wanted me to do something, and I told her that
Hello,
I was...
Hello, Heather in chat room.
Oh, Heather's... Okay. Heather, let me know when you want to come on.
She's on the line right now.
Oh, okay, well. See, do you have that stupid... Okay. Hey, Heather.
Hey.
Hi.
See, the little hand wasn't up. You didn't press one, so I was confused.
Oh, I did press it, but I guess it didn't go through.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, you guys, let's dig in. What are you guys mad about tonight? Because I found some interesting things that have pissed me off all day, and Terry can testify to that.
Carly.
Yes?
Okay, never mind. I just wanted to make sure I was on because it sounded like I wasn't. But I watched today's episode and it was I don't know. I kind of hated it because I just got done like kind of watching it. But I was mad at Jason today because it's like I'm mad at him because he's getting involved in something that he doesn't even have to be. Like he came in at the last minute with Dante, and I'm looking like, why are you mad at Dante? It's like he's a cop. He has to do his job. I mean, like, you're so nice to Lucky, who's a cop too. And I mean, like.
I know.
You know, not to like, always defend Jason, but, I just think Jason felt a little betrayed. Not that Jason maybe doesn't have the right to feel betrayed. I think it was like, okay, you know what? You could have told us. You could have, like, told us. But my thing is this thing went too far because Olivia and that stupid jackass Zach, sorry, breaking my own rule, are the ones really to blame.
Yeah, Olivia's like the main one. Like, I feel like she shouldn't turn. Because I was getting mad. I actually don't even, like, usually take off or something. But today I was, like, actually, like, so, like, feeling him like that. And Olivia, she makes it, like, now she's trying to turn it all on Sunny. And I'm looking like, you could have told both of them. And, yeah, even though Dante saved his son and everything like that, I mean, like, he still felt betrayed because he's a monster. That's what they do. When they feel betrayed, they don't think about all the good stuff you did. They just feel like you tried to put him in prison. So, of course, he finna just go at it and just, like, I mean.
Oh, my God. Okay. I love what my little co-host said. Only if Colleen
knew what Spam did. I meant to say knew what Spam did to his children.
She was saying twice of having that whole her baby. Yay, we are calling her names. I love it. I mean, but what you were saying, Talia, I agree, but I don't agree, because for me, it's very hard to be mad at Jason, but I think on some of your points is very, very, you know, valid.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him. It's just that the last part of the show, of the episode, it was just like, whoa, okay. But I'm not mad at him. I mean, like, there's a lot to be mad about, but...
Well, do you guys want to know what I found out today? It made me so pissed off. Is everyone ready for this? Well, Terry only knows, but what if I tell you guys that Jason and Liz had their wedding already in the cam last July, and some little slut did not like it, and that's why it never happened? They had Jason and Liz's wedding already taped, and... because of Kelly Monaco, it didn't fucking happen.
I read that, too. I read that on a message board, the Road to Nowhere message board. And when I read that, I just nearly wanted to puke and scream and do so many things. It's like, I can't believe that.
So they were supposed to have a wedding?
Yeah, Jason and Liz supposedly, well, I don't know if it's really confirmed or anything, but there's things going out there on the internet saying that Jason and Liz had their wedding scene was already taped, and then Kelly Monaco went to tell people that she wanted Jason and I guess Jason and Sam back together, and so they dropped it. Is that
what
I understand, Carly? Is that
yep.
really okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she cried and moaned and got her way. She gave Franzi a free peep show. And he had a hard on too, probably, too. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. Where did you hear this? Oh, Heather, are you on the line?
Yeah, when did you hear this?
Oh, well, we were today, this weekend. No, it's been really...
the message boards. It's been posted on a message board. I wrote to
Nova. I don't read those because I used to read them, and then I read a whole bunch of stuff about people saying mean things about Olivia, so I decided to stop reading them. I don't want to get in a fight.
That makes me really mad.
I know. Why makes her think she's so special? She ain't nothing.
Because she got, like, in today, oh, yeah, she was, like, I mean, like, Morgan's so little, and, like, not little, but, you know, and she, like, literally had her shirt, like, open, like, not all open,
what?
You know, like, yes, like, she had her shirt open enough for him to be around. And I'm looking like you could, like, button that up and, you know, close it. We don't want to see any of that. So, and I'm looking at her like, I was like, I can't wait to get on the show and tell everybody that.
Well, you know, on this show,
she's, you know, Spam, that Spam Manila is every name in the dictionary, you know, every name that you could think of she is, you know, that are bad words.
What? They are such suckers. Like, you guys are really giving in to what she wants, and, like, y'all not finna go to what she... Okay, you can like Steve Burns' body whatever you want to, but you could do that off-screen. We don't want to see y'all together on-screen. We want to see some Jason Liz. If you want that connection with him off-screen, go ahead right here. But, you know, leave the on-screen to Jason Liz. Well, you know off-screen, I still want Rebecca and Steve Burns talking, but you know, we want to see more of Jason and Elizabeth on-screen, and I was just... I'm mad now.
I know. I was just talking to Charlie tonight about how, you know, what Robin did to Jason, you know, he waited 10 years to forgive her. You know, he forgave Sam in an instant. But they're having, how come they can have, right, Jason and Sam in scenes together and they can't have Liz and Jason in any scenes together as friends?
You know what I mean? Wait.
They have a scene on Wednesday.
I can't wait. I'm going to watch. I'm sorry, Ava. I just have to watch.
Oh.
You know what? You don't have to apologize that we are watching this. You know what? You know, I know it's very important maybe for some people to block the HL right now, blah, blah, blah. But I think right now when we are finally getting some scenes, and, you know, I think it needs to be, we all need to have an open mind. We all need to forgive what we are seeing the spoilers come out about the scene. Because really, well, we won't know how the scene really goes down until one day.
You know what, I just have to tell people, I just want to tell people, you know what, I know we're not watching right now, but we all need to tune in on Wednesday for sure. Even if it's just a 30,
yes,
15.
Even if it's like not the best.
Yes. We need to prove to the powers that be, we need to make our point heard to them that we can't,
yes, yes.
They're not even pimping liaison on the TV. And, you know, they have to pimp Jason and Sam so much, you know, so they can get the ratings in. And, you know, they just proved their point that they don't have any chemistry anymore. So, you know.
It's not there for nobody no more. It's boring because it's like over and over and over. It's like the same thing. It's like when they were back together a long time ago. It's nothing new. It's like the same thing. Nobody wants to see that.
I feel bad for Becky too that they're writing her this way. And there's rumors, spoilers out there that she's gonna try to kill herself. Why would she try to kill herself? She loves her kids too much. Way to try to kill herself.
Yes, exactly. I swear they're writing Elizabeth wrong. If that scene even does happen, I'm not even gonna like it because I think that's really like not even like Elizabeth at all trying to, like, she could have did that the first time then when she was with Jason White, that it could have just had to happen. But no, they want to do it the second time when she's sleeping with his brother. Oh wow, that's like they going too far with that. Like to
you know what. And you know what Lucky did? Lucky slept with her sister about 10 years ago, or I don't know how many years ago it was, 8 years ago or something, and he slept with Maxie, you know, and this is crazy, you know, it's so crazy, and they're making Liz the bad guy here.
Hey, Heather, look in the side room.
Oh, no. Oh, my God, your best friend's here.
No, my best friend is already on the line.
Oh.
I take it that
you better be saying your two best friends.
Yeah, Lucky has slept with half the town of PC. I totally agree with that.
Oh, we have
Pixels.
You too. But, okay, me and Pixels are out. Oh, my God. Okay.
They are out trying to commit. Oh, my God.
Okay, you guys.
I haven't seen any of those media pics of her trying to kill herself. I've only seen ones of, like, her and Jason and then her and somebody else talking. I forgot who it was, though.
Just, oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm sorry.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to hyperventilate here right now.
Okay, Terry.
Spoilers that are, oh, my gosh.
I don't believe it's going to happen. How would she try to kill herself? How
Wait,
did they have to, like, make her, like, jump and, like, drown herself or something?
Right, like, if you post the love dumb boys with it, you will forget about Lucky and just move on with your life and just y'all figure out sometime later and on what y'all gonna do about the boys. If you finna kill yourself, you crazier than I thought, because I would never kill myself, not even over Lucky. You know,
yeah,
I just...
not worth it. I mean, he's not worth the
yeah,
effort.
I agree. He's not even her kid's biological father. He doesn't even really have ties to her anymore.
Yeah. And what makes me mad is that you're so worried about how he feels about the boys and their relationship. But okay, but Jason on the other hand, nobody cares about his relationship with his child. So like, come on, like, forget about him. He's not the real father. He would never be. He's a druggie. So let him go find somebody else.
I know.
Sam likes it, but you know he could go to her. She likes all that. So, you know, She can't handle Jason. She just thinks she can, but she can't handle what Jason has for her. She can just handle that adventure side that they have together. But she can't handle the real emotional and sensitive side that Jason has. Only Elizabeth can.
And you know what? I also read a spoiler that they're going to commit, Liz is going to be committed to Shady Brook, and Nicholas is going to ask her to marry him.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, that is so, you guys know what I want to say next, but I won't. That is so messed up on every level of it. Oh, God, I want to kill someone.
I want to kill 100 people.
No,
huh?
I'm sorry. Oh.
Who you want to kill?
She said she wants to kill someone. I just said I want to kill 100 people right now.
I heard a rumor saying that, it's good for life, if it's true, but I don't know if it's true, but it's good for life. They said that Sam will be, her and Elizabeth will be at the police station or something like that, and Jason will act like he's leaving, but he really was staying in. Like, Sam's going to be talking to Elizabeth and going to say that I told you so and all this other kind of stuff, and yeah, and that's going to be like the breakup for him and Sam or something like that.
Oh, God.
Okay, you know what? One day I want everyone to call, even if it is not the best damn scene.
Yes.
Let's call. Let's just get on this. Because I'm sorry. I'm really, 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 really want to just go to LA right now.
We need to give them our ratings to prove our point.
Yes.
That Jason and Liz can be the couple and for the ratings to go up. Yeah.
That's what they probably want us to do. They probably want to see how many ratings they're going to get if we tune in. And I think if we tune in or something like that, they're going to realize that Jason was going to be beginning. I think they're going to end up writing a story about that. I think they want to see if their ratings good with having less than together.
Exactly.
I think they're testing us.
Yeah.
I think they're testing us. And, you know, I want to take their test. And I'm going to get 100% on it. You know what? I'm going to stay loud. I'm going to stay loud so the whole world can hear it.
That's what I'm thinking, that they're testing us right now.
Yeah,
kinda,
they are.
Yeah.
Friggin',
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. What about this week's prom? I heard it's about Jason. Not Jason,
oh, no,
but
no, no, no. It's with Sunny, Dante,
and
Michael.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. I'm disgusted with the way they're running the show, too. I mean,
okay.
Mom,
oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm going to say something, and I need my good to back me up here. You know what? Someone said in the room, and I'm not saying to, I have no intention of watching it at this point. It has to be proven. You know why? If we don't freaking watch it at this point, our couple in this whole damn show is going to be off the air. And I know a lot of people are ticked off, and I'm one of them, but come on. We finally get a freaking scene. And okay, even if it's 30 seconds, you know, I want to see 30 seconds of Jason and Liz.
Wait, I have a question. Why does she complain if she keeps saying she doesn't even watch it anymore?
I do not.
It's not going to be pretty after the liaison scenes, okay? It won't.
She said she doesn't even watch, so why does she have even an opinion? If you don't watch the show, you shouldn't even have an opinion on anything.
Right. And if they have...
I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean it's not going to be a good liaison scene? Is that what
you
I
know
mean?
What? How in the hell can anyone know until we see it? You know, this is what I'm frustrated with. You know what? I know there's a lot of spoilers out there, but why can we just ever see the scene and judge for ourselves and not have all this backslash from all the message board and all that shit?
Exactly. We just watch it in peace and forget about what everybody's saying. Let's see Foster.
Well, you know, my whole thing is I've been watching Liz and Jason for 10 years. I mean, I've waited 10 years for them. And, you know, I know that, you know, things have happened and we had to wait for a long time for them to get together. But if I could wait 10 years, I could wait another 10.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how I feel, because I feel, you know, we are getting bits and pieces. And
yeah.
I'd rather get bits and pieces of Jason and Liz. Oh, you know what? You know,
exactly.
And
we can just turn it off, watch that scene. Well, turn it off and... finish it on YouTube if you wanted to do that.
You know what? And you know what? Yeah, it's about the ratings, but it's about another point here. They are worth
fighting for.
Oh, whoa. Heather, what song by Lady Annabelle?
It's a song that it goes, it's something like that they didn't, if they knew then, that they would have, like, loved each other or something like that.
Okay,
I don't really know.
Okay.
I just, it's a new song, but.
Yeah, I know what song you're talking about, and I think it's Need You Now, and, like, Ransom Girl. Hey, Ransom Girl, what is your real name? I'm just curious right now. But no, I think we need to stick together. Jason and the Stars still have a freaking following, and I'm sick of everyone saying, you know, they don't, because they do.
And if they're going to have one, let's see, they bound to have a more, because they not, if they do that, they just have one scene with them, that's going to throw everything off track and just going to ruin everything. Nobody going to want to just see one scene and just be like, oh, it's over, and, like, Jason goes back to Sam and Elizabeth goes back to trying to commit suicide.
Where's the whole point of them putting, they haven't been putting, they've been deliberately not putting them together because they know there's a big fan base out there. So what's the whole point of this? I mean, to be in the same orbit now, I mean, you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, are they, is it a deliberate thing or are they just, I don't know.
It seems like a repeat of they cheat on each other, whatever, and then Elizabeth runs to Jason, they have their little, they the night of passion, and so I hope it comes back to that. You know, that's a repeat I can do. But you know, all this other stuff, no, not really.
Well, you know what?
Didn't he call Phronsie call this liaison terrorist, right?
Yeah, he did. And you know what? You know, Phronsie, why don't we, you know, say that the other couple that you wanted to put, you know, back together is the terrorist couple. Jason and Liz, no. Oh, and that's another thing I want to bring up. Has anyone won? I believe Brian Fawn said that the couple that he... That, oh, my God, okay. Brian Fawn really fucking thinks that... No. Oh, the Jason, if the audience wants to see, well, Brian Fawn needs to jump off the cliff now. Because it's all about BS, and I'm sick of it.
It's to the point where it's just like, you know, it's to the point now where I'm gaining weight over all this.
Okay, you know what?
I have a class tonight, and the teacher was discussing something in my class, and what she was discussing in my class, I kind of related it to General Hospital and what's been happening with the show. I hadn't been thinking about liaison when I was in class tonight, but then when she brought up that conversation or discussion, the first thing came in my mind was Liz and Jason in General Hospital. It was so funny. Oh, I'm studying to be a health science major, and I should be done in May.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'll be done next year.
I'm taking the class that I was talking about was public health class, pub class. So.
Well, I'll be going in 2013, so, you know, I have a little wrong ways, but, you know, it's okay. I'm getting there.
Yeah, you'll get there. Don't worry.
But, you know what?
Don't wish it to go by
too
fast. Believe me,
yeah,
it will.
Yeah, believe me, it will. I mean, both of us, yeah. Believe us. But no, I'm just mad about, you know what, if they really want to, you know what, two can play this game, if they really want to say all these mean, horrible things about Liz, well, you know what, I don't care, I'm going to say it right now, I am so sick of, we have been kind of more nice about Sam, but you know what, the niceness of me has gone away. You know what, Sam is like a tooth, no, 65 million times worse than Liz. And I hate that people sometimes don't want us to bring up Sam because, oh, my God, it might be a sore subject. Well, you know what? It is a sore subject because, really, she came on that show, stole the whole couple, and no one really, you know, no one really gave a damn about what they were doing.
Exactly. And it's like, if Sam's on screen and off, she gets what she wants.
Exactly.
Off screen, Kelly Monaco gets everything she wants, and Sam gets everything she wants. But it's not gonna be for long, hopefully, because it's just getting ridiculous. Now it's getting to the point where people wanna. You think Elizabeth gonna commit suicide? It's making us wanna commit suicide, probably. Trying to do all this stuff like that, and then Elizabeth today, she was like, she was trying to ask Lucky, was there a hope for them?
God, you guys.
I'm looking like, can't you just let it go? He doesn't want you no more. Just run to Jason and just live happily ever after.
Heather?
Yeah?
Look at Miss Albums. I guess whatever I said, Maya made you mad.
Made who mad?
Look at Miss Album.
Everything in the chat room is what I'm saying.
Well, no. The person that you said, oh, my God, she's here. Where is she left?
Oh.
Yeah. But, no, I'm just sick of the fact that everyone wants us not to mention what Sam has done. I mean,
if the December fans could bash Liz, we have every right to bash Sam.
Yeah, they bash Elizabeth a lot.
I went on YouTube the other night, and Carly was with me, and I was on the phone with her, and I responded to like a DeSam fan. I guess it was her video or whatever, and I responded. I commented saying, I think it was kind of about the it was about this back down, and they're like, no brainer, it's DeSam should win, and I was like, sorry, it's liaison should win, or liaison all the way or something, and then I go, no wonder, you know, we've been waiting 10 fracking years, no wonder they won the SmackDown kind of a thing like that. So
it's like, I know other people got their opinions, but it's just like, they not get like what we've been going through. It's like so hard knowing that y'all, like, it's so easy for you, especially with Kelly Monaco in the thing. She just thinks she gonna run blow off her boobs and she could just get whatever she wants like that. And look at us, Rebecca's being a nice young lady or white woman like that. She just doing what she got to do to make her character best, and this is y'all making it so hard for her. And like, I don't see how Becky enjoys working, like doing her character.
Liz, when she came on the show, she was a strong woman. You know, why are they making her weak? And there is no way in hell she would try to kill herself.
You know what? By the way, the swearing. Whoa, it has gone off tonight because me and my co-host are really, really upset with everything. And I just hope no little kids are listening, and I hope Annabelle is not listening because that will not be, you know, funny. God, we have this on contract. Good. You know what? I have this little sucky. Well, I mean, I kind of have a crush on Scott Weaves, so I'm glad he's staying.
Hey, Carly, tell them about you were on Twitter, and they were Twittering Steve Burton, a DeSam fan. They were responding to a liaison fan saying you shouldn't be posting anything. What was that all about?
Don't introduce Steve about liaison. He doesn't want to hear it.
Wait, who said that?
A DeSammer fan.
I saw someone that tweeted to him like every day about Lizon, and I'm like, it probably is annoying to him, you know, because he's like, it's not his fault. I mean, he has to work whoever he works with. But this girl like every single day writes to him, and I'm like, okay, like calm down.
But you know what? In my friend's defense, because I'm friends with some of those girls that do it, the thing is, these other fan bases cannot tell us what to say or write. That's the point. You know what? You know, when we had our couple, we never, ever, ever said anything to the Sam. Not as bad as they are attacking us every single day. And I'm sorry, we need to fight back against the little bitches. I mean, you know, I'm sorry.
Your Bradford had his surgery today.
Oh, my Bradford. Well, I hope my Bradford is fine. I was there to take care of him, but, you know.
Steven was Jason, like, and he was, like, Steven had Jason-like world. Jason would just go up to the writers with them, just put a gun to their head and tell them to write about Lysen. But, you know, he can't do that because this is not that world. But if it was up to him, I'm pretty sure, like, he would do something. I agree with both of y'all about the Twitter thing. I mean, like, I feel like, yeah, he can't do nothing about it with that. He in a tough position like that. But, I mean, like, yeah, like you said, we can write whatever we want. And they don't like it. Just go somewhere else. Get off Twitter or something. We don't care.
You know what? Yeah, the thing is, you know, I mean, if they were doing it a little much, okay, but the point is, we have a fan base. We've had his fan base for longer than other sluts' fan base, and we've had 10 years. And
we've had him when they're in diapers, when he just sounded like they're in diapers, you know? Diapers.
That's
oh my god. Yeah.
Some of them are, what, 12 years old or something, probably, you know, what, 17 or, you know, it's so funny.
Oh, Talia, if you feel better on Wednesday night and if Heather cannot co-host with me, did you want to try to be my co-host? Because someone is abandoning me on Wednesday nights.
Hey,
yeah.
It's fall. I have class, so sorry.
Sure.
I know. Okay, cool. Because, you know, I just feel like we have a very strong fan base, and we are not going to, you know, run away just because they tell us to.
Speaking of that, I just want to shout out to all the liaison fans. Please don't give up. I mean, that's what they want. If we give up, they won. And we can't have that. Whoever
they want us to do that so we could probably turn into Jason fans.
Yes.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. I mean, come on. We've been around for a long time. Just because things are not going our way right now doesn't mean we're going to run away. You know?
Never going away. Oh, guest in this album, if you want to talk to us, you have to sign in on the Blog Talk radio thingy, and it only takes 5 minutes, and we will be so
exactly. I agree, too.
Yeah.
I just want to hear the reason why they don't want to play. If they just said, if we could just hear why they're not doing it, I really want to just know why they're not putting it. Is it because they're waiting to put them together or something? Are they just doing this Jason story for right now or something? Like, why? Like, did y'all stall it? Like, what is y'all doing? Because I'm confused. It's just, I really want to know why. Like, why?
You know,
I think it's just a personal agenda for Frog.
He just wants
his way. His way or the highway, you know? I don't get it either. I mean, Jason and Liz are so hot. They're like the most, they're like Luke and Laura of the 80s, you know? And they're taking a blind eye to it. They, you know, I don't get it either.
Yeah.
I just don't. It's just like, and today, like, I was screaming at the TV because Sam was holding Jasmine, and I was all like, get away from her, you kidnapper. You're probably going to have her get kidnapped next. And I was just screaming at the TV talking about how she's going to get Jasmine kidnapped and stuff like that. And she was talking about how her and Jason are going to take Jasmine on a boat. I was like, no, it's going to be Elizabeth doing that with Jason. I'm sorry, it's okay. And then she was all like, well, we're going to be doing this and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, it's not going to happen. It's okay, though. You could dream, but, you know, don't get it too high, Sam. But, you
maybe
know,
we
she's coming.
Now, somebody in chat wants to talk about other shows, so maybe we should, like, talk about... What show do you want to talk about? Smokey, is there anyone in particular?
So you want me to leave? Oh, my God, oh, my God.
Smokey, wait.
I did not say anything wrong for once, did I, you guys?
Do you want to talk about any shows in particular that you want to talk about?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm not even going to respond to that one.
I'm so ticked off with Days of Our Lives right now. And I don't like what they're doing with Bo and Hope. I mean, One Life to Live, I haven't really watched today, but I love John and Natalie.
I know, he was acting like Jared today, and Natalie was like, she was telling John/Jared to say stuff to her because she wanted to hear him say, I love you, and stuff like that, and John had did it. But I think John really does love her. He was acting like Jared, but he was all like, Yeah, and Jerry came back today. I was so sad because I missed Jerry so much. I was so mad when they made him leave, but
okay. That's another announcement that I was going to make. I read somewhere, and I don't know if this is true or not, but Jerry is coming back.
But I figured that for some reason, because they keep on showing his ghosts and stuff like that. I'm looking like, y'all could have just kept him on the show instead of showing his ghosts, like, all the time.
Yeah, he's coming back as a ghost, though, right?
Yeah, he has been showing. He has been showing. He showed today with Charlie, and he was telling them how not to kill Mitch and stuff like that that way. And he was talking about how all that good, that stuff like that. And I was just like, I was just so happy to see him because I really do miss Jerry. I liked him a lot.
You know what? I'm going to admit to my, I wasn't a big Jared and Natalie fan. I'm sorry. I was more of a Dawn and Natalie fan, you know?
It's okay. I mean,
right. It's okay. It's like, I'm not, like I said, I'm not like a big, like I'm not like so obsessed with like other couples, like on other soap operas. But
No.
Okay, so he's just coming back as a ghost. Okay, like Dixie is on All My Children, I guess, huh?
You know what?
Yeah, something like that.
You know, by the way, have you guys watched AMC? Because
yes, I have.
Okay, I know they moved to California, but doesn't it look just a little different to you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I haven't been really watching it.
It looks like the same. It's like, I mean, like a lot of stuff didn't happen. I don't think Erica and Ryan are going to be together because he's going to want Greenlee to marry him at that time Greenlee and David are going to act like they're getting married, but like they're not going to know who the bride is. They're just going to know that David's getting married, but it's all a scam just so Ryan could see Greenlee again. It's like to get payback on him, but I'm hearing that Jack and Erica are supposed to be getting back together and Ryan and Greenlee are supposed to be getting married and yeah, stuff like that.
And I haven't been watching Young and the Restless. I've kind of given up on Young and the Restless right now, so I don't really know what's going on with that show either.
It's the same stuff, you know, Adam and Dick.
Yeah, I mean,
Dick.
You really are not missing.
You are not missing nothing. If you watched it right now, you would not be confused. You'd be like, oh, this is what happened then? Okay.
By the way, I was only, you know, we were only on the air on Wednesday when it first hit about Frances Reed.
Oh, yes. I hope that they write in the show because she's been with the show since the beginning.
Yeah, she was on the show since day one.
For four years.
You know, I mean, I understand the actors died, but I do not want to replace. You cannot replace Alice after who'll be on this long.
Oh, yeah, and Kelly Kramer is supposed to be coming back on One Life to Live.
Oh, I like Kelly Kramer.
Yeah, she's supposed to. And Adriana, but I don't know how long Adriana's going to be coming. I mean, staying, but she's coming back, too.
Tanya, I hope she's supposed to be coming back for a big stunt. I think she's signed a year contract, but don't call me on it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hope so. I kind of want to see her and Rex interact. Like, I don't really want to see a lot with couples. I just want to see how it's going to all be when, like, Adriana find out that Gigi and Rex aren't together and what she's going to say. I just can't wait to see that. But I hear that she's supposed to be involved with Kelly a lot, though.
Hey, yeah, I am.
Did you like Adriana on One Life to Live?
Yes.
I liked her with Rex. I did.
Me too. I love them together.
Me
I was
too.
So mad.
When they made her bad, I was really pissed off.
Yeah, when they trapped him, but the only reason I liked it because she was doing it for Rex, but, like, my grandma was on, like, the whole Gigi and Rex thing, but I was like, no, because Gigi's just ruining everything, and Adriana really loves him, and they're so cute together, and they've been together a long time, so I was so mad, and then my grandma made me, like, for some reason, I just switched to Gigi and Rex, and my grandma made me do that because she was so hypnotized by Gigi and Gigi and Rex, and I was like, no, and I was so mad when Rex did that to her and Gigi. They embarrassed her so badly. I mean, they could have did it, like, privately. They just did it in front of all those people. I would have punched both of them. I would have just killed them. I would have just, like, went off. That's my wedding. Like, I could see if y'all did it, like, a little later, you know, something, but that's a big day for you, and, like, just to embarrass somebody like that, that's wrong. And I was looking like, you know what, Rex, you kind of, like, I'm sad for Rex, but you know he's getting what he deserves because you know you shouldn't let Adriana for Gigi.
Brenda, you're right. ABC killed the great couples. And I swear, Danielle, I'm missing VH for one more minute. I swear, if Maxie and Spinelli get broken up, I swear right now on the show, I'm coming here late, and Fran, you're going to know what hit me. You know, I mean, I love Maxie and Spinelli. I even love Maxie when she's not doing something totally stupid. But I just love the coupling of Maxie and Spinelli.
They're making me mad because I love Spinelli, like, personally. And, like, they're not giving him anything. They're just, like, making him, like, I just want to bring him out more. Like Spinelli more. Like, not just Spinelli, the computer guy. I want them to bring him out more. Like, not like a bad guy, but, you know, like, I don't know, something for him. It's just, like, he's just too in the background. It's, like, y'all need to bring him out more. And I just was, like, it's not being bad, like, helping Jason. But, you know, not more of Jason's, like, you know, little computer guy or whatever. Like,
you
that's
know what?
Him.
But that's what makes me love him.
Yeah, they are cute together.
You know, and I like Maxie when she whines too much for me. Oh, well, that's okay, Bridget. Yep, she's in Lucky Little Bit. Well, you know what? That is one name I hate right now is Lucky, Lucky, Lucky. You know, I wish Jonathan Jackson would get off the show and go back to doing some stupid movie because I cannot stand the character of Lucky. And, yeah.
I mean, like, even though I didn't really like Greg Vaughn playing Lucky as much, I mean, I felt like he did, like, he was more powerful with Lucky. He just makes Lucky all
weak
and stuff like that. He makes him a crybaby. He's all crying half of the time when he's with it. Like, today he was, like, teary eyes with Elizabeth when he was having scenes where I was like, oh, my gosh, like, can you just stop crying and drink your beer and move on? He was just such being such a crybaby. I'm looking like...
Yeah, but yeah, I agree.
That's so funny, I know. It's like, oh, God, you know, she shouldn't even waste her time with Lucky. I'm sorry.
I swear, she's all like, is there any hope for us? I'm looking like, just, you know what, even though I don't like the way he talks to her, just blow her off so she could just run and get something.
You know what,
like,
and you know what, another thing that pissed me off about that scene with Lucky and Liz, you know what, you don't, call son, you don't call the person that you were going to supposedly marry, even though she did what she did, a bitch in a hole. No, Lucky, you dated a bitch in a hole, and that was Sam.
And, like, Lucky today, he was making it seem like Elizabeth was pathetic. He was, like, really, like, spitting on her. Like, now he didn't spit on her, but, you know, he was making it seem like she was really nothing. Like you don't like it today when her and Cameron had their scenes. It was so cute. But she was all like, I have to tell you something. She was like, well, me and Daddy, I made a very big mistake, and Daddy's mad at me. He was like, did you say sorry? She was like, yeah, I said sorry, but sorry doesn't work all the time and stuff like that. And I'm like, aw, but, like, it was just like, wow. Like, Lucky made it seem like she was nothing. Like, I was like, are you crazy? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, do you, like, not get what she going through? Like, that you trying to make it seem like you didn't do nothing and she just did everything on her own. I mean, like, you had your part. He was talking about how he was like when we were going through our couple sessions with Lainey, did you sleep with Nicholas then? Did you sleep with Nicholas at this time? And Elizabeth felt guilty. I thought he was just making her feel even worse. And she was just going, like, can you just listen to me? And he was all like, he was just going down her throat. I mean, like, I was like, wow.
Yeah. I was up with the side, you know. Let him drink in his seat, Bill. You know, I mean.
He just got problems. I just think that they need to, like, you know what, because if that was, like, Greg Vaughn playing, like, he would have just, you know, whatever Elizabeth, you know, by, and he's all, like, it's like he want her to, like, get reeled in, and he just want to push her back out. Like, I think he wants to, like, use Elizabeth and stuff like that, like, to, like, not use her, but, you know, like, be, like, oh, like, give her, like, a tiny bit of hope, and just be, like, you know what, get out of my face, you know what, go back to where you came from and stuff like that. That's what I think he wants to do to her. He wants to hurt her so bad.
You know what, and you know what, I don't see any freaking chemistry between Jonathan Jackson and Becky Houston anymore. There's no chemistry whatsoever.
I'll be having the time. I think he a new character. When I first saw Johnny Jenkins, I was like, oh, he's supposed to be lucky. And then I'm looking at him like he's a new character.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that is like...
No.
You know, that is...
Yeah.
You know, it's about him, not who the voice. Well, yeah, and you know what? When Jason and Elizabeth were together, they had their independent lives. And,
they just need to do something. Just, like, give them something. Like, I mean, like, y'all gave us a lot of hope, and then y'all just knocked us down with a big wall. Y'all
right.
Just brought us up and made us taller, and then y'all just knocked us down like we wasn't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we put so much into them, and they just, and we gave them, we supported, they showing everything, and then y'all just gonna do us like that. Like, wow.
I agree with you on that. I never liked how she was written with luck. Oh, well, you know what? I don't mean anyone. You know, yeah, they love each other and let them be themselves and no pressure. It just flowed. Yeah, I agree with you with that. It just flowed. That chemistry with Steve and Becky. You don't see every time in daytime, but this.
You don't.
Yeah, this couple, you know what, I will, you know what, I'm not giving up, I'm here to stay until my couple is together. And yeah, if there's a lot of people that have already gave up, that's what they want you to do, and that is so stupid.
Yeah, well, that's what they want us to give up, and I mean, I feel like it sometimes, but I can't.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too, exactly.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just I can't, like, something pulls me right back in. But you know, it's super hard supporting a couple that seems like they're not going nowhere and you're not getting nothing. Like, it's like watching, like, playing TV. It's so hard, like, not seeing them together and just thinking that you're finna get somewhere, but you end up getting nothing. I mean, it's hard supporting a couple. Like, I never supported nothing this hard in my life. Not even when it's not just soap operas, period. I'm just talking about generally. I never supported nothing so hard.
You know, and what is funny, it's like we have, like, well, yeah, everyone should be able to make their own choice, but no, you know what? If we've been here for 10 years, it has an inkling that we are not going anywhere.
Like, I don't get it. Like, how does Steve have fun doing the same stuff over and over, being with the same person over and over? Like, I don't get how Becky has fun getting bashed about, like, out generally by these people and then have to go on screen and, like, see her, have her character playing a weak person. Like, I don't see how them two have fun on set and, like,
I agree. Oh, okay. Some people are tired of being looked around. They have a right to that, too, because we will. Yeah, okay, we might be looked around. Wait, it's been fun coming here, but this is my last night on the soap boats. Online has ruined my love for soaps. I'm going to miss my liaison friends. I made a lot. Okay, bye. Okay. Bridget, I love you because I'm not going to give up, and that's part of being a fan. You take the ups and downs and support them and fight for them. I agree with Bridget. That's what you do.
Yeah, I mean, we gonna always have our tough patches. As soon as they're together, we don't have nothing to worry about.
I swear when I read this baby kind of things, it makes me kind of, you know, sad. I mean, we can't give up.
I mean, you know, there's only one good thing about Jason and Liz breaking up. I would have never found Terry. You know, so, yeah, that's like my only good, and you too, Talia. But my only good thing about this whole breakup has been that. And, you know, I'm sorry, I'm here for the long haul. I've been here for 10 years. I've been here since... You know,
that's
the first...
Yes, we give up. They have won, and
yeah, I can.
I just don't want people to give up so easily.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't like losing. If I lose, I'm gonna go crazy. I don't like losing, so you know, I'm not giving up.
We can't give up, people. Please don't give up. You know, I know it's hard. I know it's hard to read all the spoilers, and it's not going our way, but, I mean, I've been watching soaps for a long, I know, I'm sure a lot
long
of you have
time.
Too. I mean, you know, I know it's hard, but we can't. It's
I mean.
If we do that, they've won.
Yeah, and this couple is the only couple who's worth the fight. I mean, I know in about a month or two, I will probably lose my second favorite couple. And I might be inconsolable over that, too, because you know what? It's about what they sent and they brought to the screen. It's about what they did. And you know what? That's what's so great about Liaison fans. Some pick us up when we lose faith. Well, you know what? You guys, stop losing faith. You know, sometimes don't go to the message boards. That can just ruin your whole, you know, freaking day because you see something and you don't even know if it's true. And then you're reading this and then you get yourself so upset.
Well, I would just hope that when we do get Liaison back together that whoever's going to give up will tune back in or something, you know, because I was like that when Jason and Liz weren't together. I mean, I didn't go on to any message boards as much as I do now, but, I mean, I stopped watching for a long time, you know, and then as soon as I saw the promo, I tuned back in and I, you know, started watching it ever since. But, you know, I'm upset too, and I feel like giving up, but I just can't. You know, I feel like if I do, I'm going to disappoint myself, and then Steve and Becky will be disappointed in me for giving up, you know?
Right, you going up to them, and you're like, oh, I gave up on us, and they're like, well, you know, you're no fan of us, and, you know, like, you don't want to feel like that. You, like, I mean, like, those are people you admire and you really want to see have a connection on TV. You don't want them to think that you gave up on them and stuff like that. Because I'm not finna give up. I feel like all the time, like, not all the time, but you know what happens. So I just want to be like, no, I'm going to, you know, forget it. I'm not going to care about no couples, you know, and just forget everything. And then I'm like, you know, they just pull me back in. And I have so many pictures, you know, I print out pictures on my computer. And, you know, I have so many pictures on my wall. And every time I look at them, I just cannot give up. And I can't tear them down. And I feel like I'm tearing them apart.
You guys, Brandy goes, okay, anything you hear about Fawns and Girls That Game Fire, there was all women's RTM spoiler vote, even a name drop about the new hire from DD. I haven't been able to confirm that, and I'm just so afraid if I just confirm something. I just don't want to do that. That would be bad.
I agree, too. I was just going to say that earlier, that nothing on the show is written in stone, so it can be changed. Yeah, it can be changed really quick, too, so...
You know, and, you know, it's sad that the older generation is giving up when they've been watching soaps for whatever long. And I'm, you know, every day I know, I know not to give up because, you know what, Steve and Becky are with it. The storyline that they have always been in has been good. And, you know what, it's like the Dixie Six songs, I'm Not Ready to Play Nice. Well, people, I'm really starting not to play nice with the JTM fan, the Fawn and Gusa lovers out there, because I want Fawn gone. I cannot say if I really want Gusa gone. Okay, nothing on the show, okay. Supposedly they asked Gusa to go, but that isn't proven. They were talking Fawns.
Why is this so I'm just, every day, when I see any pictures, anything about it, so it's like, I'm always going to be confused on why they can't be together. I'm always going to,
the day
it happens, I'm going to be confused.
Well, it's like, okay, but it goes, like, Becky, maybe not coming back after she has the baby, but yeah, she right here for still, you know what, I don't think Becky's going to leave.
She's not finna leave. I think she, even though her character get bad, if she could get that, she could take that, she could take anything. She better not. Like, Jason and Elizabeth not together yet. No. She can't not do that. No. I want Jason and Elizabeth. I want them together so bad. So, no. Neither one of them cannot quit. No, they can't. No.
You know what? I don't see it because she's the breadwinner. And, you know what I love about our little group here is we are kind of supporting each other and telling each other not to give up. You know, and I think that's really helpful.
Yeah, that is. And I feel like a lot of whoever's even less fan is trying to give up, y'all better come on the show and get the talk. The speech, because we will all be gladly to give it to you.
Exactly, and
yeah.
Tanya, make sure like tomorrow, whatever, you Twitter me if you hear anything else about this fun the Gusa thing too. Cause,
okay.
You know, because we always you on my Twitter thing, I believe. I accepted it, so. Wait, Lance goes, I think she will take some time to get things in order before we see return. You know what, but DH is really good, you know, about giving the moms, you know, a little time off. And she can't even bring the baby because they're all nurseries in the general hospital thing. I remember reading that when someone else had a baby on that show, so... You know, Bobby and Laura, all of them did it. So I don't think we, you know what, that's another thing. I don't think we should freak out until it really happens. Because, you know, they sound fans would love to see Becky go, and I just want to kill them. You guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, just... you guys are being really quiet for you. they were supposed to hire a nanny. You know, a lot of people have baby nurses after their baby before they can sleep a little. So, you know what, I'm not worried about Becky leaving. We just have to keep fighting the Jason and Liz. And one day I think everyone needs to turn on the H and then after their scenes. Everyone, I want you to call the comment line and let's get the comment line flooded with calls. You know, let's speak so loudly that they cannot ignore us. So, Tanya, what would you like to see on Zeno Hospital that is not on Zeno Hospital right now?
I guess it's only one word. Like, I don't need to see nothing else. I see them, I'm complete. I mean, General Hospital, you know, it's still the same. I mean, it's worse than without license, but, you know, it's still, they still have their times where they have these big stories and stuff like that. But, you know, it's like they never really settle down and just have a real, real nice episode. Like on holidays, you'll see all these other soap operas, like, celebrating the holiday, and you'll see General Hospital having somebody shooting somebody or stuff being blown up and stuff. I'm looking like, y'all just on a holiday, especially they just settle down and, you know, just have a nice time. It's just like, I don't know. It's just, I just want to say, it's just so hard not seeing them together.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And, you know, this is a couple of us. I mean, You know, I know there's a lot about the couples on some soap operas that are making a lot of people mad because of, like, the Bo and Hope and Carly situation. You know, in Bridget, you're right. They are definitely not over each other by that picture. Yeah, I agree with you.
I haven't seen the pictures. I want to see the pictures.
Yo, that picture's like the best picture. Oh, it's so good.
Tanya, this email me your email address, and after the show sometime tonight, I will send you the picture.
Okay.
You know, they are the best couple ever in such a long time. They can bring back the love and that's a romance back into daytime. Yeah. And Bridget goes, it's a great one. Yeah, it is a great one. And you know what? I just think we just need to keep holding on to the fact that, you know, that other person on the other pairing seems only had 2 minutes and 38 seconds of time. And so, you know, I see Sam and Jason breaking up mid-mouth. What do you guys see?
Well, from what the spoilers that I've been reading out there are rumors, it sounds like that might happen. So we'll see. I'm gonna wait to see happen on screen. So,
you know, like I was telling Terry, I love it. I love the days when we would just get the soap opera weekly or the soap opera digest, and we would not know everything that was coming. We could be on the computer for 24 hours finding spoilers and sus. And I think spoilers are the root of evil sometimes. Okay, but it goes, Zaho isn't going to make it. Well, I agree with you. Okay, is it my imagination or is everyone tired tonight?
Everybody's tired tonight, you know? Insiders said end of February. Really?
No!
I hope that's so true because I want it like yesterday. I want Jason and Liz. Does that mean you mean J-Ho are over by February, end of February?
Brandy, can you clarify that comment, please? I love saying that. I got it there at 5 o'clock in the morning. Because General Hospital kind of wheeled me in last night because sometimes I don't see the Friday episode till the next week. But I wanted to see Michael hit Zax. And let me tell you, I am not a Zax fan. I do not like Zax right now.
I don't either.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry you're sick. You know, who can we blame it on who gave you it? Because, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, the flu is totally going around.
I feel so dead right now. I feel so drowsy. I never felt like this, even though I had colds before. It's, like, weird.
Okay. I know we've been talking a lot about General Hospital, but there's a lot of things that I've been angry about. I mean, you know, Zach said, no, thank you, Bridget. It was priceless. He deserves that punch. You know, he should have got more than a punch. You know, one girl I was last night said the end of February. Okay, well, you know, if that happens, we are going to love the end of February, aren't we, girls? Okay, you two, wake up. Do not fall asleep on me.
Oh, man.
You know what? I'm not talking about you, Kaya, but there are two people on the phone line right now, and one of them I'm talking to, and we are night owls. What about you?
my gosh, yeah. I go to bed. I'm on the phone with Carlene. I go, I got to go now. Like, we get our my deadline to talk to her is like 12:30. And then I'm up watching TV till like 2 in the morning. Or
no, you cannot blame me on keeping you up.
Like, I was all weekend, I was catching up on Fringe. I had like 14 episodes all weekend, so I got to caught up all weekend on Fringe. And so, you know.
Wait. Yeah, okay. They said that Lucky, Nick, and Spam are all roadblocks.
All roadblocks lead to Liaison, huh?
Yeah, and
yeah.
You know what? The other night when someone said that Lucky and Liz are endgame, that's a bunch of bullshit. I'm sorry.
We should do our word
Oh, yeah, but.
We should do word association game, huh?
Yeah, we really do. Okay, you guys. Oh, Brandy thinks...
I love Fringe.
Well, the hooker is supposed to be starting to look for her imaginary father, so maybe she will settle her lips off Jason's ass. Okay, maybe I didn't have to read that, but I loved it. Okay. You guys, did you want to play a little fun game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who wants to start it off? I mean, you, Carly, will start it off, I guess, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, Cherry Spawns.
Excuse me, kids, for listening, but the first word comes to my mind is fucking Franz. Sorry.
Okay. Talia, Lucky.
Asshole. Sorry.
I know.
I'll go next. Carly or anybody, Sam. Oh, did you just say Sam? Oh,
no,
said,
I said
okay,
Lucky.
Sam.
I said
slut.
Lucky.
Slut. That's every time that's the first word that comes out of my mouth. I don't have nothing else.
Let's see. Nicholas.
Psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He comes from a psychotic family, so it's no wonder that he's psycho.
Yeah, but he's just too much. He's obsessed psycho. He's crazy.
Bob Guza or Guza.
A dickhead.
What did you say, meathead?
No, I called him a dickhead.
Oh, a dickhead. For even having that, for even writing anything, he's a dickhead for having, you know.
You know what? I don't think he's writing as much as he claims to. Because if he was writing what he claims to, he knows the character history. And whoever's freaking writing this, so. Yeah, okay. Okay. Lulu, you guys.
Lulu, I don't, I like, I'm trying to think of something good,
confident, I don't know.
Feisty, I don't know, feisty.
Well, yeah, well, she is feisty.
Maxie,
very, very confused.
Spinelli.
Sweetheart.
I know, well, for me, I would love to bed him, but that's just me.
And I know has Jason.
Hot.
Hot, yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
I know. Flamboyant. Is that for Maxie? No, that's for Maxie, right? Flamboyant? Yes. Yeah, flamboyant.
Oh, my God. Okay, Luke.
But I don't know.
Oh, gambler.
Gambler, you go. Steamy for Jason, yeah. Steamy. I guess that's for Jason, right? Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about Sunny, you guys?
Oh, Dante.
Hot.
Let me see.
Sunny. Oh, we just said Sunny, right? Did we say
but
Sunny?
We never answered.
Sunny.
Um.
I so many words. I'm sorry, I don't know what's going to say. He is just,
Sonny is a, sperm donor.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Sex addict.
All those rumors about writing up convenience, you guys, I don't think it's meant for Jason and Sam. I think it's meant for Sam and Sonny because of the gun. Oh,
yeah.
My God. Relatable. Oh, my God.
The sperminator.
Sex ed. Okay, I love Dante and Lulu, too. I mean, they are a really, you know, good little couple.
Yeah, oh my God, they're so cute.
You know, it's funny how this show turned out to be a General Hospital show tonight.
You know what? I really don't care. And if anyone doesn't like what I do on this show, then email me how unhappy you are, and I will put it in my comment box for, like, next year. Okay.
Yeah, you know what? When Sam first came on this show, I mean, I didn't hate her, but
yeah.
With, like, Jax. I liked Jax and Sam together. And but
I don't really.
And then she was with Sunny, and then, of course, as soon as she got to Jason, that's where my love for her, or not love, but my like for her turned into hate for her.
I never took too much interest in her. I was like, okay, she's on the show. Yeah, woo, Sam. But, you know, as soon as she started getting with Jason, messing up Jason Elizabeth, that was a big problem. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know what another thing that obsessed me about this actress? No other actress on this show would go to the head writer or go to Fawn and complain about not being in the anymore, scenes with, you know, it's wrong. Oh, Sunny Ponder off like the Trassias. I stopped liking her as Sunny. Well, you know what, my own opinion, I was kind of indifferent to Sam and Sunny, only because she was messing with Carly's marriage, and, you know, and that baby came out of it, and, you know, yeah, I would not normally say that when she wanted to kill her baby. When did that happen? I thought her baby died because of water. Wasn't that Alexis' fault?
I don't remember. All I know is Christina was sick. And,
yes.
I don't know. Did she want an abortion? No.
I don't know what it was, but, you know, that baby saved Christina's life. And, you know, at that moment, makes it dawn on, wow, Sam's baby girl just saved Christina. They were related. And, you know, I always think that she wanted to abort Sunny's baby.
Okay, because I don't remember that.
I
so.
Don't either. I've been watching this whole time. But you know what happens when Kelly Monaco gets on the screen now? I want to throw up. I physically want to throw up. And then, like, if I'm stressed during the show, I go for, like, the good cookie dough ice cream, but I don't have any more cookie dough ice cream.
She looks like a person that turns into, like, a creature, like an animal or something like that. She's like a person that could, like transform into something else. Her face is, like, icky.
I
like,
agree.
Boys should have cooties towards her. Boys should say they have cooties towards Sam, and that's it.
Becky Herbst is so much prettier than Kelly Monaco.
I swear. She's
yeah.
Fun.
She's
and, you
like
know,
the
I,
plastic beauty. She
yeah.
is such a plastic beauty.
I love her hair. I'm just like in love with people's
I
hair.
I know, me too. Did she? It looks like it got dark or she colored it.
Yeah,
it
does.
And I hate that I have to fast forward scenes with Becky, but I just can't stand her storyline right now.
I don't
that's
like how she's
okay.
so
same
weak.
Thing with Jason, you know.
Well,
I
that's it. You know what? The thing, I think God invented the fast forward such info, like moments on that. Oh, Brenda, you told me.
Oh, yes, she does take care of herself. She even there wasn't somewhere they asked her how she take what she puts on her skin or what she does to make her skin the way it is, and I think she said, I forgot what she said she uses.
Oh, she said she uses Purpose, the cosmetic.
Oh,
the
okay.
Yeah, that stuff.
But no, I just think right now we cannot give up. We cannot just, you know, we have to stay and fight. And I'm excited for one day. Even though I might not be home in time on one day,
where are you off to on Wednesday?
I have a stupid doctor appointment. You want to go with me?
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know what, thank God for TiVos and DVRs and what.
Don't forget to TiVo. You'll be pissing in your pants if you're to forget to TiVo that.
Yeah, I know. I will probably be saying a lot of elbows. And you know what, I just think, you know what, and I'm not saying that all the spoilers are bad out there, but I'm just saying some of the spoiler sites I don't think is very accurate, and sometimes I think that they seem to get on there and write crap too.
Especially that daytime dish, or that I sometimes go in there and I sneak, you know, go peek in and see what people are saying. That's like Devil's Den in there, you know?
Yeah. Tanya, did you go on the message boards?
Can you say that again? Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, did you go on the message? Did you go look on the message board and the spoilers, or did you try and stay away from that?
Actually, I, like, go see what it says, but, you know, I don't feed into, like, everything. You know, sometimes, like, when it says something about Jason Elizabeth, I have some hope, but, you know, I don't feed into everything they say. But, you know, yeah, I go by, like, spoilers, but not really message boards because they bash Elizabeth and Jason too much. Well, a lot of Elizabeth, but, you know, they bash Jason sometimes, and I just
yeah.
don't like to listen to it. Because it's like I want to talk to them so then like, you're so wrong and you don't know what you're talking about, but you know I can't. And I don't like writing all the time. I don't like typing all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm Brenda goes, I read and laugh and mock spoilers. They love to spin spoilers. I agree with that. And, Brandy, is anyone doing the Steve Weaves new thing that you can do online? Meet and greet, and I think you're talking about Scott Reeves. I didn't even know he was doing, you know, that. They family life for spoilers. You know what? It's like that stupid spoiler that is going around that they're going to change the opportunity. And you know that is bullshit. They have been saying that since this kid has been born.
And I read somewhere that Steve Burton said to the he took a stand with that. He said, I think he said that if you're gonna change the paternity down the road, then I don't want you to make the character of Jason the father. He took a stand for that.
Can you say that again? He said what?
I think I read somewhere that Steve Burton, when he knew they weren't going, or no, I guess when he found out that they were going to make Jake his, he said to them, well, if you're going to do that, you know what, if you're going to do that and change it down the road, you know, to Lucky, then I don't want you to make it his baby. He took a step to that, you know. He didn't want that to happen. So that was one thing that he actually was able to speak his mind about, you know. So
yay!
Yeah,
exactly. We finally get to hear something.
Yeah.
And you go, okay. Besides the kid look just like him, that plays a guess he does. You know,
that looks exactly like Jason.
Yeah, so and you know,
they can't tell me that you know that it's not his.
I know if they ever did that. You know how like I really would like I would do what Carly said. I would actually go down there and I would like really I would be Jason in the situation. I would just No, I couldn't handle a girl, but you know, I would just do something. I could not handle that. I would break down and, like, I would try to commit suicide, like, not, like, you know, badly. Okay. But, you know, I would go crazy if they tried to change the paternity, because that's just stupid.
Even Jason said after Emily's funeral, when he went to her and they made love, that they were both looking at Jake. He said, he's got my hands.
Oh, yeah,
I remember that. When they were downstairs and he was sleeping, and Elizabeth was like, what? He was like, he has my hands. Like, I was laughing at that. See, I was like, aw.
And, you know, remember, Emily never asked Jason Elizabeth, you know, it's like years, but I remember she made this comment to, like, Nicholas, so I don't remember who. That is the cold remains eyes he has. I remember Emily even saying that.
Yeah. I know, and Emily automatically, without even anybody telling her that Jake was his Jason's, I don't even think before she died she didn't know for sure. She just had this feeling, and, you know, even Jason said to Liz, you know, I think even Emily knew that Jake was mine. I didn't even have to tell her. She knew.
Yeah, she was so calm about everything, though, like the way she talked. She was, like, so confident and calm, and she was all like, you know what, Jason, you need to be with Liz. And yeah, she did know, because she was all like, yeah, you need to be with her and, you know, just do. She wasn't pushing him. She was like, you know, just follow your heart and stop doing what you think you should do or what's best, and just do what you want to do for one.
She was their cheerleader, and I missed that. They needed a cheerleader.
You know, yeah. And because I think, and don't quote me, but I think Robin knows a bad thing, too, now.
I don't know for sure, but, I mean, I thought she did, but, didn't you just tell me tonight, you said that she asked Liz or something that is Jason's father.
Yeah.
Right?
And you know what? Yeah, and people sort of made that connection about it being Jason's son, because after all, they did name him Jake. And I know they met at Jake's, but you know what? She could have not named the little guy, you know, Jason Jr. because of Lucky.
I know. And yeah. I love the initial she gave him to after Jason. She named him kind of after him with his initial, Jason Martin.
I thought that was so cute. I was like, oh, my God. I was so stupid not to figure that out until she said it. I was like, oh.
Even Carly, when she went to confront Liz and she realized the initial, like, that it's so subtle, Liz, or something she said to her.
I felt so stupid. I was looking at the TV. I was like, oh, that's what it meant.
Yeah, Jason Martin.
Okay. Wait, Steve is coming up. Okay, I don't know what that means, Brandy, but okay, and Bridget goes, will the slip up the look made to Ethan about kid not being lucky? That was a red flag.
When did that happen today?
I don't know. I never. Oh, and Lulu slipped up to people about Jake in passing. You know what, I'm sorry, in daytime, I don't know how long you can keep a secret like that. I mean, I think that's a very hard secret. Indeed, you know, but when Carly finds out what Sam did, I want Carly to be the holy shit out of
her. I would love to see Carly Elizabeth double team her. They just holler in there and then one just slap her or something. I would love to see that. I'd be laughing at TV so hard. I wouldn't even stop laughing.
You know what? I wouldn't mind seeing, Carly and Liz's friendship, because number one, they have Jason in common, and number two, their kids are cousins. Jake and Michael are cousins, and... But I don't think Morgan is Jake's cousin. I think it's just Michael. I could be wrong on that.
Great.
Knock on the holy hell out of a trick ass. You know what I love about this room, you guys? That I could never ban not being so positive every night, because sometimes you do not want to be that positive. You do not want to say, oh, everything's great when our couple is not even together. And, you know, I'm just sick of them picking on Liz and then picking on Jason.
I am too. It's like they don't get what we see, because they don't pay attention in the way like we do. We actually see a lot, because we don't just pay attention to the bad stuff. We look at a lot of the good stuff, and all the good stuff overcome that bad stuff, and they just don't get it. It's like they don't even pay attention. They just say, oh, since they beat us, they're bad. No, it's not like that. Jason might be a monster, but he does his job for the right reasons. He doesn't just kill just to kill. He does it for
us. Yeah, and you know what? Even if the Sunny defense, and I'm not saying what he did was right about suiting Dante, but he did not wake up that morning and said, okay, I'm going to kill my lost long son today. No, it was a cop. And I know I've lived in a place full this long, and for the past 5 months, a lot of cops died. And I know suiting a cop is bad. But no one knew that Dante was an undercover cop. No one knew that he was trying to go for Sonny's business and take Sonny and Jason down. And that's where I have a problem with that.
Yeah, Jax, now Jack's trying to fix everything. You could just go sit back on that couch and relax, because you're not going to get nowhere. Because, like I said, you know, I'm going to have to take a percentage this time, because, I mean, like, it's Olivia can't turn this around on him, because if you would have just told them, nobody would be having this problem, and that he wouldn't have to think about killing his own son. That would not even cross his mind to ever. It don't matter if it was 20 years, 50 years. He would never think about shooting him, one of his children. That's one thing I can say. Sonny do love his kids like that. You know, he might do his things like that. I might not like him that much. He do care for his kids. He would never think about killing Dante. And I feel that everybody needs to stop making it seem like he just wanted to be like, oh, you're my son, I'm finna just shoot you. I mean, he had his reasons. That's what monsters do. If they feel like you're getting too close to putting them away or doing something that's gonna hurt them, they gonna handle you.
Yep. Okay, you guys, I can't believe how fast an hour and a half goes by, you guys.
I know.
You know, and I know a lot of people are probably mad at me because we had a ZH night in here. But you know what? We are angry, and we have every right to be angry.
The wrong thing about it, like, the last time we were talking, we were so into it. We were all, like, we were telling each other bye and stuff like that. And we kept on going to the conversation. And next thing you know, we all got cut off. I was like, what happened?
Okay, well, the Blog Talk allows like 20 minutes of overtime or sometimes 30. It depends when, you know, they want to like be done with us, then they, after the allotted time. And Christy and I have been on the liaison radio for like an hour and a half past this, like doing little promotions and seeing how long we could stay on there before we got kicked off, and it was like an hour and 15 minutes. Okay. Bridget, are you coming back on Wednesday? And Brandy, you guys are coming back Wednesday night, right? Because,
yeah,
you know, we need people, and, you know, I think the older generation has given up, and that is really sad to say that. You know what? I think this younger generation can live through it. And, you know, even if your couple isn't together, you still have to fight for it.
Right.
Terry,
the only final thoughts that I have, too, are just, you know, please do not give up. Whoever's listening, I implore you to not give up. I mean, you know, things are not set in stone, like it was said in chat, and things could change, like yesterday, and, you know, Jason, and just because Liz is pregnant, or I guess, I don't know, is she really pregnant? I don't know, they haven't said on the show, but if she's pregnant, doesn't mean that it's not the end of Liz and Jason. It's, you know, just because she's pregnant with one of the doofus's babies, or, you know, they Jason and Liz can still be together. You know, it's not the kill of their relationship, Jason and Liz. You know, she could, I hate to say this, but she could, like, lose the baby down the road or something. I don't know, but, you know, I wouldn't wish that in real life for anybody, but it's a soap. I could just dream, you know.
Yes, and, okay, we can go for overtime. We have 30.
I'm going to get off the phone now because I think my dad's been kind of, like, going crazy tonight. So
I'm going to see
what's going on. So,
call me after you get that situated.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, after I watch some shows, too, I'll call you, like, after I watch, get caught up in some shows. Like,
fine. I will be up. You know that.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Talia.
Bye.
Bye.
Talia, so send me an email tonight about, you know, new email address and stuff I can send you that Liz and Jason picture and yeah, and I would love it if you could co-host with me on Wednesday night. I think you and I and Cherry have fun. And I know Cherry will be calling in the last 30 minutes of the show.
Okay.
Okay, oh my God, and will you, I hope, you're not going to school sounding like that, oh. Are you going to school? Have you been staying home or what?
No, I'm going to school. I mean, like, I'm not going to let that stop me. I mean, like, I'm probably going to have a mask or something like that or be at the nurse, like, a lot. But, you know, I have to, like, ninth grade is really important. You know, I'm not really
But just remember tonight, when I help you, whenever I get sick, I take, like, a shower that steams you. Oh, take a bath and your whole body might feel better.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, and if you guys have Epsom salt, put that in the bath and your muscles might feel really good.
Okay.
Okay, everyone. What's the name of the 14th service, Heather? Bridget, I will send you the information. Just email me on Twitter tomorrow. And Talia, email me tonight or tomorrow when you feel better. And thank you, everyone, for coming and hanging out with us.
Okay.
Get some sleep.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay, good night, everyone. Have a good night. See you on Wednesday. Watch the Sam, what's the Jason and Sam scenes? Okay.